Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, a client partner at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Bernie Curry, who is a Director of Human Resources at Bixi. Bernie, for 19 years now, New Leaf Training and Development have focused on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Absolutely, and thank you so much, Mark, for the opportunity to be here with you today. Bixi is a global professional association committed to advancing the information and communications technology profession. So we support a worldwide community of designers, installers, and ICT professionals who build and maintain the systems that keep the world connected, from data centers to smart buildings to the emerging technologies that are shaping how people live and work. In my role as Bixi's Director of Human Resources, I get to support the mission by strengthening the people side of the organization. I focus on creating a workplace where our core values of service, excellence, and integrity show up every day, and where authenticity, curiosity, and a spirit of service guide how we hire, develop, and lead our teams. My goal is simple: to support the teams who support our members in more than 100 countries throughout the world. That means ensuring that our employees have what they need, clarity, resources, development, and a sense of belonging so they can deliver excellence to the global ICT community. At the heart of it, I serve our staff, our volunteers, and the professionals who rely on Bixi for education, certification, communication, and connection. My purpose is helping people and teams grow, navigate change with confidence, and stay connected to the impact of the work that they do every day. Now, for managing yourself, I always start with authenticity. Know who you are, how you show up, and what fuels or drains you. Much of my career has been spent championing humanity in the workplace because self-awareness and emotional intelligence are the foundation of every strong leadership decision. Slow down, reflect, be honest with yourself. Your team sees the real you anyway, so lead with consistency and purpose. When it comes to leading others, it begins with listening. Meaningful conversations, the courageous are the ones that build trust and psychological safety. Whether I was in the Air Force or supporting veterans, or working in corporate environments, one thing has held true. People don't follow titles, they follow leaders who genuinely care. Invest in relationships. Ask hard questions when needed. And don't hesitate to support people through both personal and professional challenges. Leadership is service, it's not status. Growing business acumen comes down to curiosity. Take the time to really understand how your organization works, its customers, its pressures, its strategy, and the challenges people face across different departments. Ask questions outside of your lane. The more you understand the business, the better equipped you are to align people decisions with organizational goals. And finally, keep perspective. My time, and my career in the Air Force, my work with supporting veterans, and my life as a husband, a father, and grandfather have taught me one consistent lesson: balance does matter. And remember, we lead better when we stay grounded in what and who matters most. And Mark, again, thank you so much for your time and allowing us this opportunity today.
Hey Bernie, I've been so looking forward to this one. You really did not disappoint. Thank you so much for those wise words. You're definitely speaking our language at New Leaf Training and Development. And on behalf of everyone who's watching these, thank you for your insights, Bernie, in relation to helping people and organizations be their best. But before we sign off, just a reminder to any of our subscribers to keep an eye on our events page of our website for any professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.